إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، My brothers and sisters in Islam, the topic of today's khutbah, as you have gathered, is of the most important matters. One of the pillars of Islam, the first thing that you will be questioned on the day of judgment, and without it, nothing else of your deeds will be looked at. My brothers and sisters in Islam, ala wa hiya salah. The topic of today is about the salah, the five daily prayers. As we are all aware that the salah is one of the pillars of Islam. It is the first pillar after the shahadatain. It is the number one pillar of the deed that is required from the servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, and it is known by deen as a necessity. No one can deny that salat is obligatory upon the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa aqimu salat, and establish the prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise has warned of those who are heedless of their salah, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, those who are heedless regarding their prayer. But do we know the significance of the prayer, my brothers and sisters in Islam? Do we realize the significance of the salah, that it is the first thing that you will be questioned on the day of judgment? As the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ عَلَيْهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَلَاتُ, the first thing that the servant will be questioned on the day of judgment is his prayer. If it is accepted, then the other deeds will be accepted. If it is rejected, then nothing else will be accepted from you. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة. To even specify the importance of this topic, that the difference between us and the disbelievers, the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, is a salah. فمن تركها فقد كفر. Whoever leaves it has disbelieved. It is the only deed that the companions رضي الله عنهم were agreed upon themselves, that whoever abandons it has left the fold of Islam. My brothers, this topic, the scholars of this ummah, past and present, from Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmed, Imam Malik, and before them Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhim ajma'in, and before them and after them, all of the scholars of this ummah. Can you just imagine that there is a question mark, that the discussion is not about whether or not this is a sin, or how great a sin this is, or if the individual has transgressed against Allah, that there is a question mark, that they are literally discussing whether or not you're a Muslim. That there is a question mark on your iman. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Islam, in that which we have studied and we know of Ahl-Sunnah, is that iman is not just for you to point into your heart and say, what's important is here. It is not. Is it either also iman, what you just say out of your tongue, la ilaha illallah? Nor is it what you just show in your limbs. If one of the three is missing, there is no iman. And if a person does not bow down to his Lord, does not pray, then what does that show? This is the point, my brothers, in Islam. And nowadays, we are hearing people who are not even shy in saying, I am a non-practicing Muslim. I am a non-practicing Muslim. It is even shameful that you see two brothers drinking tea together, or who are from the same house. One would say to the other, I am going to pray. And he would leave his sister or his brother sitting and not praying, knowing that they are not praying. My brothers in Islam, the subject is an immense danger. Do not neglect it, barakallahu feekum. For the one who neglects will be resurrected with Fir'aun, with Haman. The one who neglects the salah will be resurrected with Fir'aun, Haman, and Ubay ibn Khalf, and with Abu Lahab. But the one who establishes the salah, then he will be with those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. From the Anbiya, the prophets, from the righteous, from the martyrs, and from the Siddiqeen. My brothers and sisters in Islam. And this salah of the five daily prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated it upon every single one of us who are men, who fulfill the conditions of being near to the masjid, distance-wise, and not being a traveler. Then those five daily prayers must be established in the masjid. It must be established with a jama'ah, unless you have a clear-cut reason that you are not able, with an excuse that is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shar'an. Otherwise, salah is wajib upon you to establish in the masjid with a Muslimin, my brothers. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. As He says, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Establish the prayer, give the zakah, and bow with those who are bowing. Bow with those who are bowing. My brothers, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they realized that it is a sign of iman that a person is praying among the Muslimin in the masjid, to the extent that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, even when they were ill, even when they had an excuse that was acceptable shar'an, so that not to resemble the characteristics of the hypocrites, because the hypocrites, they're the ones who did not come to the Salatul Jama'ah, specifically Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, كان الرجل يؤتى به يهادى بين رجلين حتى يقام في الصف. That an individual from the companions, an individual, a man, would be carried from his bed by the shoulders of his brothers, and he will be brought into the masjid until he stands in the saf. Why would they do this? Because they knew لا يتخلف عنها إلا منافق معلوم النفاق. That the only one who does not come to the jama'ah, خاصة صلاة الفجر and صلاة العشاء, because that is when no people can see you. The only person who will leave his bed 5 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, is with Iman. The only person who would get up for no any other reason other than to answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح, would be Iman. And as such, it is a sign of Iman for you to be in the masjid praying with the Muslims Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha. My brothers, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that the afdalus salah, the best salah that you can pray is Salatul Fajr. Salatul Fajr, Yawm al-Jum'ah ma'al Jama'ah. The best salah you can pray is the morning prayer on Friday with the congregation. And I want every single one of you to ask yourselves, where were you this morning? Where were you this morning? Was your excuse acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason that you were not here? Why was it there was only one row in the masjid? Why is it that the masajid are empty? Where are the men? Where are the believers? Where are those who are hearing حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح? Where are those who are proclaiming لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله? My brothers and sisters in Islam, the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us that the صلاة الجماعة تفضل على صلاة الفجر ب27 درجة. That the صلاة with the جماعة is 27 times, and in some narration 25 times more beneficial, more rewarding than the salah that you pray by yourself. And that is for the one who has no excuse, or the one who has an excuse. The one who does not have an excuse, he's in danger of his salah not being accepted. Can you just imagine? Yes, there are those among the scholars of this ummah, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, and in a narration of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, who say that the one who prays the salah without congregation, prays by themselves without a clear-cut excuse, then he is a person who prays like wudu. Then he is a person who turns to a direction other than the qibla. He is missing a condition of the salah. This is what the scholars are saying. How can you belittle the jama'ah while some of the greatest of this ummah, the scholars of this ummah, are questioning the validity of your salah? My brothers and sisters in Islam, the scholars, they base this opinion upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you just imagine the makeup of the salah, the makeup of the salah being changed so that the mu'mins, the believers, can pray in congregation? Can you just imagine that the makeup of the salah, rather than praying full 2 rak'ats or 4 rak'ats, the makeup of the salah has been changed so that you can pray with the congregation? Whole arkan, pillars of the salah, have been left because of the congregation. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And if you are amongst them and you establish the prayer, this is Salatul Khawf in the battlefield. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you are amongst them and you establish the prayer, فَلْتَقُمْ مَعَكَ طَائِفَةً, then let there be with you a group amongst them minhum ma'ak. Let there be da'ifatun minhum ma'ak. Let there be a group amongst them with you praying with you. How do they pray Salatul Khawf? Just look at this. And this is solely was done for the sake of the jama'ah. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, prays and establishes the salah with group of the companions, faces the qibla, says Allahu Akbar. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prays the first rak'ah. As they get to the sujood, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands for the second rak'ah. Those companions who were behind him stay seated, finishing the salah, saying assalamu alaykum, assalamu alaykum, praying only one rak'ah. And another group comes and stands behind him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they likewise pray behind him. My brothers, for what? So that they can establish the jama'ah. And for us, what do we do? What do we do? We rather stay at home, make sure that we finish that film, make sure that we don't miss the game, continue our conversation on the phone, on the salah. My brothers, listen to this oath from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِي, by the one whose my soul is in his hand. لَوْ يَعْلَمْ أَحَدُهُمْ مَنْ, if one of them knew, who are this? Let's go on, go to another hadith. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, أَثْقَلُ الصَّلَوَاتِ عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ, the most burdensome, the heaviest of salah upon the hypocrite. And now you can understand why the companions, even when they had excuse, they chose to come to the masjid even when they were ill. So not to resemble those hypocrites who were in Medina. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَثْقَلُ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ, the most burdensome salah upon the hypocrites, Salatul Isha وَسَلَاتُ الْفَجْرِ. Salatul Isha and Salatul Fajr are the most burdensome of salah upon the hypocrite. وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِيهِمَا, and if they knew the benefits, if they knew, if they believed, the hypocrites, they are driven by worldly. The reason that they show Islam is because there is a world benefit in it. If they knew the benefit in it for them, لَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِيهِمَا لَأَتَوْهُمَا وَلَوْ حَبْوَا, they would have come to the congregation, they would have made it to the Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha. Even if they met, they were crawling on their stomach. My brothers and sisters in Islam, let's go back to the hadith that we just mentioned, where the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took an oath. And think about what he said, just said now. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي, by the one who my soul is in his hand. لَوْ يَعْلَمُ أَحَدُهُمْ, يَعْنِ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ, if one of those hypocrites knew, أَنَّهُ يَجِدْ عَلَمًا سَمِينًا أَوْ عَرْقًا سَمِينًا أَوْ مِرْمَاتَيْنَ حَسَنَتَيْنَ لَشَهِدَ الْعِشَاءِ, if one of them knew that he would get in return the most worthless of worldly gains, if he knew that he would get something in return, then they would have come to Salatul Isha. My brothers, if those hypocrites know that they would be paid $50, £50 for every time they come to Fajr, what do you think the masajid would look like? This masjid and the others. My brothers, every single one of us, those who are working at night before you go to sleep, you make sure you do everything possible to make sure you're not late for your work. Everything possible. You make sure you've got petrol in the car. You make sure that your suit or your uniform is ready, clean, ironed. You make sure your shoes are ready. You make sure you make your sandwich. You do your shopping a week prior. You make sure you organize a lift if you don't have a car. You cannot be late. For what? 60 pounds for a ship, 70, 80, 100, 200. What price do you put for Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha? What excuse would you have in front of your Lord? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. اللهم اغفر لنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين واذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر اخواننا المسلمين في كل مكان ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار